Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Jonathan Siegley and Sean Moran here from Inside Carolina. Sean, with the Duke game coming up this Saturday, a question that is on a lot of people's minds is how the Tar Heels will choose to guard the Duke bigs. In the first game, Carolina played small and really used Theo Pinson to guard Marvin Bagley. Do you see Roy Williams utilizing Theo Pinson to guard Bagley in that small ball lineup again for this game?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, definitely won't start on them. But as the first half gets in and second half, I can definitely see Roy trying a few different looks at Bagley, whether it's foul trouble or just kind of showing a different look. Now, this time, Duke will be more prepared for that. I feel like they're a little flummoxed when they had Pinson guarding Bagley and it was hard for them to one throw the ball in and you have a very active athletic defender guarding him. But I feel this time they'll try to get Theo on the low block and get Bagley with good position. But I think we'll definitely see that with Theo, just given how versatile he is going from, probably guarding Duvall all the way to Bagley. But it'll kind of come down to what type of style Roy wants to play. Is he going to double the bigs at all? And if so, obviously that leaves the shooters open on the wings from Allen and Trent, or is he going to play straight up? And if he's playing straight up, can Luke May and Manley, when he comes in, or Cam Johnson, can they defend adequately enough in the post? And, we saw a lot of time in the first game, especially the first half, Bagley was having his way. And when he missed it, it was pretty easy for him to get an offensive rebound. So that's going to be key, is can UNC keep the Duke bigs off the boards for their second chance opportunities?
Definitely agree with you there. And I think it's interesting to point out that over the last few games, Duke's defensive rating has gone way up while Carolina's has been dropping. And that will definitely be a big time theme on Saturday. But to get the full coverage on the UNC Duke game, check out the InsideCarolina.com premium basketball message board.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.